change. There's even a part of you that's ready to reach in your pocket for a little folding money, a one or even a five. What the heck? Make it a grand moment for her. Light her up. Then thought comes in. What? Are you crazy? We've only got $7 to get us through the day. You want to give her a five? So you start fumbling around for that one. Thought again. Hey, come on. You don't have that many of these that you can just give them away. Give her some coins, for heaven's sake. Let's get out of here. Quickly, you reach into the other pocket to try to come up with some quarters. Your fingers feel only nickels and dimes. You're embarrassed. Here you are, fully clothed, fully fed, and you're going to nickel and dime this poor woman who has nothing? You try in vain to find a quarter or two. Oh, there's one, deep in the fold of your pocket. But by now you've walked past her, smiling wanly, and it's too late to go back. She gets nothing. You get nothing either. Instead of the joy of knowing your abundance and sharing, you now feel as poor as the woman. Why did you just give her the paper money? It was your first impulse, but your thought got in the way. Next time, decide to act before you think. Give the money. Go ahead. You've got it. There's more where that came from. That's the only thought which separates you from the bag lady. You're clear there's more where that came from, and she doesn't know that. When you want to change a root thought, act in accordance with the new idea you have. But you must act quickly, or your mind will kill the idea before you know it. I mean that literally. The idea of the new truth will be dead in you before you've had a chance to know it. So act quickly when the opportunity arises, and if you do this often enough,
your mind will soon get the idea. It will be your new thought.
Oh, I just got something. Is that what's meant by the new thought movement?
If not, it should be. New thought is your only chance. It's your only real opportunity to evolve, to grow, to truly become who you really are. Your mind is right now filled with old thoughts. Not only old thoughts, but mostly someone else's old thoughts. It's important now, it's time now, to change your mind about some things. This is what evolution is all about.
Phoenix Audio presents Mastering Everyday Life by Neil Donald Walsh.
Hello, this is Neil Donald Walsh. I'm not a minister, I'm not a theologian, I'm not a scientist or philosopher, I'm a regular person just like you. I don't have a college degree or a long list of impressive credentials. I've lived a life in which I've made more than my share of mistakes and in which I've faced many of the same day-to-day challenges and questions which you have faced. But by 1992, these challenges had increased to a point where I found myself living in complete frustration. Nothing in my life seemed to be working. And in utter despair, one middle of the night, I wrote an angry letter to God. I wanted to know why my life wasn't working, what it would take to get it to work, to get it right. This all took place just before Easter of that year, and when I finished my letter, something incredible happened. Something which has changed my life and the lives of thousands of other people forevermore. I began hearing answers to the questions I had been asking in my letter, and I began writing what I was hearing as fast as I could. When the answers ran out, I asked more questions and got more answers. Naturally, I began asking questions as fast as I could think of them, and I got answers as fast as I could write. What started then?